On today's episode, we're going to talk about what I regard as the number one reason why so many people are failing to get what they want out of motorsport. In fact, why people are failing to get any goal they have. Even get to run. Hi again, Enzo Mucci here, and welcome to episode number 2 of the Race Driver Coach Show. Thank you for watching the first episode. Thank you for your comments and thank you for your emails telling me the two things, one or two things actually, that are holding you back or were holding you back last year that you're determined not to do again this year. And in doing so, you're going to increase your success rate or your chance of success this year. Perfect. Now there was one person, you know who you are, that emailed me, told me your two things, but then asked me, what were my two things that I see drivers and people around falling for, the traps? And it got me thinking. And it made this episode focus on something that it wasn't going to in the first place, but I need to do it. So why not follow on from episode number one and tell you what I've saw. And I'm just going to tell you one. The main thing that I see people doing that are struggling, the reason why they're struggling is because they're not taking in and enjoying the process, the actual working day to day. They have this thing in their mind that they want to achieve, but they don't realize that it's actually the journey itself that is the juice. You must love the journey from where you are to where you want to be. It can't be all about the goal, because if it is, you're going to run out of patience. If it is, you're going to give up. Because you don't realize just how freaking hard it is to go from where you are all the way. So you have this juicy goal, right? You got this huge goal in your head. I hope you have. And what we're going to call that really is your North Star. That's the thing that's guiding you, directing you. It's a huge goal. It's way more than you could ever imagine achieving. All right. So if you're just in karting now, this is going to be winning the world championship in F1, if that's your goal. If you're just starting out in motorsport and you're at college and you want to be a manager and stuff like that, this will be the F1 or the NASCAR or the World Rally Championship team boss. The big goal. The huge thing that you barely cannot tell anybody because they're going to laugh at you. That's the goal that you need to have in place, a clear vision in your head, and it's going to guide you. Just like the North Star in the sky. Explorers for years, right? They've used that North Star and it's guided them. No matter what happens, they can take a look up and say, ah, am I on course? Of course. You need that. This isn't the number one thing, by the way, but you need that goal there in place so you know exactly what steps to take and know if it's going further or closer. It's going to drive you emotionally. Now, this goal is going to have values within it that you hold precious to yourself. Now, if you're in motorsport and you're a driver, you love things that are on the edge, that are adrenaline based, that's got competition involved, that makes you look significant in life. You know, it's prestigious. All these things, they're the values that you hold dear and you find important. And at some point through your upbringing, you said, these values must be in place for me to be fulfilled, for me to be happy. And what it did is it looked for things that offer you as a person those values. It saw it in motorsport. It attached them. It saw that motorsport delivers these values massively. That's what I want. That's what I love. It decided. You fell in love with it. And the big goal of whatever you want to achieve in motorsport feeds them values like nothing else in life. So you become very obsessed with achieving that goal, because you know it's going to give you what you want. The brain knows. All right? So that's where you want to be. You want to amp this up, make this big, as bold as possible, everything you could ever want, have a clear vision. It's out there. It's going to take many years to actually attain that, but it's there. And you have that as your North Star. Okay, but then this is where you are now. Today, as you watch this and you know the journey. Now, the journey is quite obvious to you. You say to yourself, in order to complete this, to get there, to achieve it, I probably need to do this, this, and this, and I should get there. It's quite simple. The steps you can take to take you from where you are to where you want to be, pretty obvious. But that doesn't make it easy. Simple and easy are two very different things. Because what happens, this is where we get to the nooks and cranny of what I want to speak to you about today. This is what we call, what you would call, the process. This is where you live. To go from this point to the big goal, you're going to have to achieve certain goals along the way, which is pretty obvious, like we just said. But in that time, you're going to have to live in this arena here where you're going to have lots of things get in your way. You're going to have self-belief is going to be questioned. Your confidence, your mental ability to perform at your best, your motivation, people judging you, failures, people saying no, and they're saying no again. People screwing you over. More failures. Okay, so you're getting all these X's, right? These X's are little hurdles or big hurdles that stand in your way and test your mentality and your sanity throughout the whole process of going from where you are to where you want to be. This is the challenge, right? This is where we get to it. Because most people, they'll have this fancy goal. Oh yeah, I want to do this in life. I want to be this race driver. I want to be this team boss, this the best engineer or designer in the world. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be a billionaire. Great, you got the North Star. Congratulations. You know sort of how to do it. But what you don't realize is that this area here, the process, the journey, that's what you've got to fall in love with. And that's what I want to speak to you about today. The number one reason I see people failing is because they don't fall in love with the process. They fall in love with this, which is great because it gives you emotional fuel, but it can make you dream. If you're stuck around here all the time, because of all the challenges within that process area, and you're not enjoying it, because you're seeing this fade away, and you start to see things don't happen as quick as you want them to happen, so you lose patience, then you're in trouble. Then you start to give up. Then this starts to look a bit faded, and you wonder why you're doing it. And as you look around and see other people doing other things in life and getting on with normal stuff, but you're still throwing yourself into this and you're getting on in age, it starts to become difficult. People tell you you should settle down, be more realistic. And if you're not loving this area of chasing that goal, you're going to give up. You're going to bend to it and say, okay, it was a dream. And you'll start to make this a bit smaller. You know, you start to make it more manageable until one day it's probably here. You know, the actual goal's not there anymore. And it was, yeah, I used to believe that as a kid, but I've given up now. I don't want you to do that, obviously. This area, in essence, is the secret. It's not just what you do here. It's how you approach it. Now, if you're into succeeding and bettering yourself, then I want you to be obsessed and addicted to this area, to the challenge, to the fight, the battle, the journey. Like any warrior going on a quest, yes, they're going for something, they're standing for something big, and they're going for the treasure at the end of the road, or the damsel in distress or whatever. But really, this is the part that makes them grow. This is the part that makes them feel alive. If they do get the treasure at the end, yeah, it's great, brilliant, 5 minutes to celebrate. But all of a sudden, this big goal you've got, when you get there, that becomes the now. And you'll have another goal that's going to juice you up. Maybe you want to win the championship again. Maybe you want to be the most successful driver. Maybe you want to be the most complete driver or rider in the world. Doesn't matter. Whatever goal it is, again, you've thrown it into the future and you're living here. So this part, the process, is life. And if you don't love this bit, if you don't enjoy the failures, enjoy the successes and failures and turmoil all the way up, then you're going to fail. So you're in this area taking the hits, but you know they're improving you. You know that this is what you live for. Because like any movie, you get a movie where the person's fighting for whatever. It could be a sports movie, a successful bloody business movie, whatever it is. You notice that the whole film is on the journey. The ups and the downs. They start really good, then they have a big shock halfway, and then have to come back again. And then the victory scene at the end, it's probably less than a minute. This isn't all it's cracked up to be, the big goal. You get there, and you think, wow, this is amazing. Let's celebrate. But then it gets quiet. As other people start to do their own thing and move on, and the next year clicks in, that goal's gone. In fact, you've achieved many goals that you had as this big distant thing already. You're living in it now to get to this point. You've achieved all these goals and you're like, wow, I'm so ungrateful. Now I can't ride a bike, whatever it is. Now I can drive a car. I can go out there and get a job because I've shown I've done it. And that was something I was out there. I didn't think I could do. You've done it already. But as soon as you get to the goal, you realize, what's next? That's because you're addicted to this part. And you are. But I don't want you, in going for this big goal, I don't want you to start to fall out of love with it and just forget that the process is the one thing that you live for. As soon as you see an entrepreneur that's achieving amazing things, you can see that it's the journey they're in love with. They love being creative, thinking of new ways, dodging the bullets. If you spend life doing that, no matter whether you get there or not, you won't give a shit. You don't care. What you care about is feeling alive and growing as a person. As one of the main rules for us to feel fulfilled, this brain that most of us have got, this brain, it needs certain things to feel fulfilled, to feel happy. Now, personal growth, you know, learning things, advancing, going forwards, that's probably nearly the number one thing to feeling alive, to feeling like you matter, to feeling like I am fulfilled because I feel like I'm moving forward. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. So next time you're feeling sorry for yourself, or you're a bit nervous about what's about to happen, about this public speaking gig you've got to do, or meet somebody to try and sell them, or there's a new skill you've got to learn, maybe you need to learn to sell, and you're a bit apprehensive, remember, you're in the process. In fact, that's now, isn't it? This process is everywhere. So when I put now, it's actually you're already in it. You've been in it for years. You're in the process, but are you loving it? Or are you just feeling impatient or depressed because that's not coming quick enough? If you are, if you're feeling like things are not happening fast enough for you, then you're not living by this rule. Definitely not. Because if you start to notice that this is where you live and where you feel energized, you'll love it. You won't need this motivational video every day to try and get you into mode, to try and get you to think about this again, because you're already living the dream. Now, as I just mentioned, patience. Patience is what's going to win you this game. It's going to take a long time to go from here to there, right? You know that. But you can become a bit impatient when things in the process are not going right. Again, that means you're not falling in love with the process. You don't feel alive. You think things are not happening. If you want to succeed, you've got to be patient. It doesn't mean being relaxed. It actually means working like crazy. So your RPM is going mad. But then the actual progress is slow. So this is spinning really fast, progress is slow. But it's that friction between these two plates that is going to win you. That's what success is. So you're taking actions all the time, and it seems frantic, but I wouldn't rush the result, the end result, because it will come. You've got to have patience. Most drivers and a lot of people, they try something really hard for 6 months and they give up. It was just about to happen, or you've got to do a whole year or more than that before things start to happen. You've got to realize that if you want something big, it's going to be a slow burner, just like growing a tree. No one is an overnight success. No one's an overnight success and stays there, that's for sure. It takes work, many years, and you must take this on. Again, another reason why you must enjoy this process. At the end of the day, you're a warrior. A warrior who's on a quest to get that North Star, using that North Star to guide them. But along the way, it's all the experiences, the challenges, the battles, the turmoil that you go through that you must be addicted to. You must love that part of it. No different to you. You've got to go through all these dangerous pathways through the mountains to get to the end, to get to the treasure, to the end. But in doing that, you've got to love mountaineering. You've got to love the challenges. If you get addicted to this, you watch what happens to your work rate. You start to take on challenges now as, oh, that is something I really enjoy doing because I want to see the result. I want to better myself as a person. This becomes addictive. And along the way, you might change your route. You might even change your end goal. That's what happened to me. I wanted to be this professional race driver, and it's all I cared about. It was more important than anything else in life, and pretty much anyone in life, apart from my family, obviously. I wanted it more than anything. But along the way, I somehow attached more feelings, and more of my values were within coaching. I got more of a kick from helping somebody, a housewife who's got depression and couldn't leave the house, than I would racing and winning a race. Just that's the way my values are. Maybe contribution is more of a thing that turns me on. So I changed my goal. All of a sudden, I want to be the best coach out there. All of a sudden, I want to help as many people as I can. Straight away, the racing went. My goal changed. But I was enjoying then the process of learning something new, of all the different sciences for the mind and fulfillment, and going to these seminars and holding seminars and all these things coming together and giving me a new purpose. But I wouldn't have found that if I just had a goal, an amazing goal, didn't really enjoy the process of what I've got to go through, and it was a bit scary. I'm better off just getting the 9-to-5, staying working in the factory or delivering pizzas, whatever I was doing at the time. So you might even find your mission through this. But you've got to, back to what we want, if you've got something in mind, you've got to love the process, love the journey. Then you can succeed. If not, it's going to defeat you. It's going to bring you to your knees, and you're going to submit and go the normal route. And forever have that thing in your mind, oh, I wish I'd done it. I wish I'd gone for it when I was younger. I don't want that for you. So take this away. Love the process. Enjoy the process. And you can't fail then, really, because that's the life you want to lead. Think about it. Get in touch with me. Subscribe to this channel, like me, whatever. But get in touch and let me know what you think about this video. See you next time.